We are on Daf Samachayim at Beis. We have one Taisfis to learn on the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Boishto Upagomo Shalo, that if someone was Mazik or Mevayisha, so the Boishto Upagam belongs to her. So Taisvis asks, Lamanda Oma Bahachivo, Biketeya Yad Eved Ibri Shal Chaveiro, Yinosin Akil Le Eved Biyukach Bem Karke Vuhu Eichel Peres. Osi Shapir. Now let's explain, Osi Shapir already is the Teret, so let's explain the Kashi. There's one man the Yoma that says in Perik HaChoyvul, if someone was Mazik, let's say it was Kota Yodoy, he cut off the hand of an Eved Ivri. Now, so like this, the din of Tashlume Nezokin is that you Noisin Loi Demei Yodoy. Now, an Eved Ivri is not like an Eved Knani, that's Gufoy Koni Legamri to the Yodin. An Eved Knani, let's say, just like if a person would be Mazik a Behemah, you pay the Balabos the damages the Balabos suffers, because it's Gufoy Koni. So the same thing would be by an Eved Knani. But an Eved Ivri is Zayid like all Yidin, and you pay the tashlumei nezokin to the eved. Noisin loy demayodoy. The lemaise, now that the eved does not have a hand, so the odin is suffering. That means he had purchased an eved to work for him, and now the eved can't work for him. He lost his hand. So one man the yoma says in achayvul, a very nice pshore, how we should satisfy side the Eved and side the Odin. We'll give the Eved the Meyodoy, and with that we'll buy a karka, and the Peiris, which will grow out from the karka, Kozman, he should be an Eved, will belong to the Odin. So just like when he possessed his hand, so the Maise Yodov belonged to the Yodai. So now the Kalke, which is the Me Yodai, is also giving out Peres. So this is equivalent to the Maise Yodayim. And the Maise Yodayim belongs to the Yodai. By eating, that's how he gets his tadi. The Maish Yadayim belongs to the other, by eating the peiris of the kalke. Now, Taisvis held that if a person is mazik and ishe, also there are two people that are losing. She lost her hand, and the husband lost the schus Maish Yadayim that he had. So Taisvis says, according to the Mandiyoma, Bekiteya Yad Eved Ivri Shal Chaveiroi, Yinosein Hakel Le Eved V'yilkach Bem Karke V'oichel Peres, is Osi Shapir. So it's Meiredik. So our Mishnah is very good. Dohochin Nami Hakel Le Ishe, Boishto Pgomo Shelo, V'yilkach bem karke, v'hu eichel peiris, and he'll be eating the peiris from this karke. So it's mamish similar to an Eved Ivri. It's a similar situation with a similar psak. The G'dayli Achreinim, Abul Chonon, Esom Birchas Avrom, they ask a very gishmaki kashem. The Eske Kasha as follows, that Bishloime by an Eved Ivri. So whatever an Eved Ivri possesses belongs to the Eved. Now, that what the Odoin will get as Chus Achilas Peres, this is in place of the Maisa Yodai. Forget it. He was supposed to work for you, so the karke, which is in place of his yad, so the peiris at this karke will give out is in place of the Maisa Yadayim. But by an Isha, there's another factor. By an Isha, let's say she Yarshin the Karka. So the Baal eats the Peiris, he has a Schus Achilles Peiris, Benichse Maluk. That means whatever she has, he has a Schus Achilles Peiris. So Dal the Chiev Maise Yodel. On the Maise, he would end up also getting the Peiris. So now, Lenem Taina to the Mazik, now what I'm eating Peiris, that's not for the Maisa Yodel, that's Thomas, whatever she is. You gave her a Kalke, so I have a Schus Achilles Peiris in her Kalke, also didn't Nichsem look. But now I have a new husband with you. I lost Maisa Yodel, so let's go and rectify this. Rabbi Chonon and Kevit Shurim says that Teretz, he says as follows, the kivin de yesh la baal schus bepeiris mishnei taimim. The baal is a schus to eat the peiris because of two reasons. Bishvil achavole, k'may bever divri. That means he's entitled to eat the peiris of the karke, just like an odin eats the peiris from a neved, from the karke that a neved ivri purchased for the Meyodai. And number two, Bishvil Takonis Nichsimeluk. So there's two reasons why he deserves to eat the peiris of the Kalkin. Im Kain Yuchal HaChoyvel Leimel LaHabal, so the Choyvel can tell the Baal, Mai Chosis Liskais Pepeiris Midin Michsimeluk. So he says, there's two reasons you have a right to the peiris. So you're coming, you're telling me like this. Listen, the peiris are mine, I'll fix them a look. So now, the ligvois me many bishvil achavola. Now you're coming to me, listen, there's a new cheshbon we have to make. Ani oimer shetiske bishvil achavola. I'm telling you for care. This is the legitimate reasons. I'm telling you that you should eat the peiris als the schus chavole. V'loim ibnei schus nichsim iluk. V'chiyuvei shel achoivul hu rak loseis lo ishe karke sheyuchel abal echol peiris v'rei nosele. That means, by giving her a karke and you'll get an achilas peiris from this karke, so I paid everyone up. I paid up the ish and I paid you up. So it's not my cheshbin that without me you'd have another reason to get the peiris. I'm not mechuyiv to shtel you to that schus. I'm giving you a karke. And you'll have a schus achilas peiris, so this is called paying up both. You have another oifen out to be zeich in the peiris, but this is not megareya my tashlumim. That is what Rabbi Chonon says. Avol. Rabbi Natas is asking a kasha. Leman da omar yinosein sheves gdoilo le'eved v'sheves ktana le'rav. Tzorech lechalek bein eved le'isho. But now Taisva says there's another man da yomar bo bekame. There's sheves gdoilo and sheves ktana. Sheves gdoilo is nezek. Sheves ktana is sheves. So there's one man, the Yomar, in Achivul, that says, if a person is Mazik and Eved Ivri, so there's two Cheshbainis. He was Mazik, the Yad of the Eved, so he has to give him the Meyodai. That belongs to the Eved. Now, being Mazik, besides being Mazik, the Yad of the Eved can't function for a certain amount of time. He's bedridden. So, as this cheshbin, now that he's bedridden, so, and he can't do meloche, So that he pays directly to the Yodin. That means I made him bedridden. That what he doesn't have a hand, that's Nebuch, that I'm not mechuyev to pay for, but al kaponim, I was mazik his hand, I pay him from the hand. Now he doesn't have a hand, Nebuch, you have an ebed without a hand, I'm sorry, that's, my chiyev is to the niziks, I give him the meyodoy. But al kaponim, the din shevis is to the, because of the bitl meloche, since you're a bailam on his meloche, so I have to pay you for the bitl meloche. So Taisvis asks, according to this mandiyama, so we have takakashe on our Mishnah. So lechayre, let us say this cheshben also. From our Mishnah would seem, according to the Tanakame, boishtop gomo shelo, and we don't cheshben at all. We don't cheshben at all with the Sheves. Everything he gives her in a guten talk. Rabbi Yehuda starts making, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir starts making cheshbonis, but till Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir give everything to her, and we ignore the husband completely. So Taisvis is asking, why didn't you give him Sheves at least? Why didn't you give him Sheves Ktana? She's in bed for 2 weeks. She can't do anything. That is Zichar affecting him. He's the Bailim on her Maisa Yodel and then making her bed. That's it in Sheves. Sheves is the payment for the Bittul Meloche. So Taisu says, Tzorich Lechalik Ben Eved Lisha. So we have to make a Chilik. But that's all. Taisu doesn't help us. I'd like to say over two mahalchim that the achroinim on the same pshat in Tosfos, what the chilik could be. The haflo wants to say that over there by an eved, he was purchased for 6 years. So the odin has a right in his melacha. That means he was purchased to work for 6 years. Al koponim. So how much bitul melacha you brought about that he's bedridden, so the melacha belongs to me, so mamelo, you have to pay me. He says by an isha, who says there is, you have a schus in the melacha, you're a bailam on the melacha, what are you going to give a get to her tomorrow? So what's going to be? Finished. What's going to be if she'll say, "Eini nizayin is veini yaseh"? So it's finished. That means you are not a clear-cut bailam on her malach. Many things could happen. So I should pay you. Who are you? That means if nothing will happen, she'd be working for you. But there's so many things that could happen that you don't have any schus b'chalal on her malach. She could say, "Eini nizayin is veini yaseh." So you could give her a get tomorrow. So why should I pay you for 2 weeks of being bedridden? It's not muchach that you have a schus on her melacha. So you're not considered a bailam on her melacha that if I should have to pay you Shabbos. That's what our flaw says. Rabbi Kivagir says that since lemaisa, Taka, you give the ish everything. You give her the Shabbos Gdoilon, the Shabbos Tani, you give her Nezik, you give her Shabbos. But he's going to eat Peiris from everything. So Taini Rabbi Kivegas, so if he's going to have Peiris from everything, so even though there he holds by an Evidivri, that's not the Seder that you give him Peiris, perhaps he ends up with less by Shabbos Tani, but some is less than Peiris. But he's going to get the Peiris, so he's going to be, we're going to supplement what he lost because you're getting the Peiris of whatever was given to her. So that alone is sufficient. So Rabbi Kivegas declares, La Loche, what'll be the din if the husband had said, the din and dvorim ainli bin echsayich and bepeirei seyem, so there could be, there's a different din. Could be then taki you'll pay him sheves ktane. But our Mishnah is speaking about a poshet case, Naposhe the case, so since he's going to end up getting the payres of the Sheves Gdoil and Sheves Tana, which was paid to the issue, so therefore we don't have to give him more than that. Tani Tane Kamei de Rove. They said over a baraisa for Rove. Metziya se isha la'atzma. The metziya belongs to herself. Not like it says in our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva oima labaylo. Rabbi Kiva says that it belongs labaylo. Omalei. So Rove told over, the one who said over the baraisa, yes to Makash. I don't understand this. Hashte. Uma hadofe de maise yodeohi. Hadofe, if she works extra. This is from her maise yodai, more than Chazal or Machayev her to do. Omar Rabbi Kiva la'atzmo, so Rabbi Kiva says the hadofe belongs to her, only the minimum maise yodai belongs to him or whatever else she acquires through working belongs to her. Mitziyosa leikoshke. Savadi givis. If she found a mitziyah, which is not a maisi yodeo de kinyan, it's not because she found a mitziyah. Mitziyah should not be worse than maisi yodeo. And if maisi yodeo belongs to her, the hadof of the maisi yodeo, avadi givis to mitziyah. This nan we learned in the Mishnah. Kainam shani oisel apicha einei tzorich lahofer. If she made a neder on her maisa yodayim, it should be also on you, einei tzorich lahofer. So the Tanakama holds that since she's meshubid to work for him, and the Tanakam holds everything belongs to him. The Maisi Yodayim, the Hadofe, Izaich and the Hadofe because of the more kesev he gives to her. So everything belongs to him. Bamur Abonon Lishibuddha Debal. So Memele, that Shibud that he has on all her Maisi Yodayim, including the Hadofe, we consider Ki'ilu, it belongs to the Baal. So she's asking nichse chaveire al chaveire, which she cannot do, is therefore einei tzorech lof. So there's no need to be made for the nether was never chal to begin with. Rabbi Kiva oime yofer shemo tadif olov yoisa min aroyle. Rabbi Kiva says, maise yodeo take belongs to him. So that he doesn't have to be mefer. It's nichse chaveri al chaveri. But maybe she's going to make more than maisi yodel. Then there'll be problems, and that another was chal. So therefore, he should be mefer the nether because of the hadof. Al kaponim, we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that hadof belongs to her. That's why we want him to be mefer the nether. So that was Rove's kasha. So Rove asked if Hadofe belongs to her, so Metziah Shezich belonged to her. So Akra Bekiva say that Metziah belongs to him. Ella Epoch. So the Gemara says, so we have to be Geiris Fakert. Metziah Seisha Lebailo. The Tanakama holds Metziah Seisha Lebailo like the Tana of our Mishneh. Rabbi Kiva oima la'atzma. Rabbi Kiva says it's la'atzma. Fine. Fregte gemore, it's not good. Po ki osa rovin, omer Rabbi Yochanan. Eis rovin said over b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, this Rabbi Kiva that had said that hadofe belongs la'atzma, it's that's spoken about all hadof. Badof shaloya yedei atchak. That means if she makes more than Chazal or Mechayiv, Because she's very talented, she's very quick, so that's why she's making more than a normal wife makes. So then everyone holds it belongs to the Baal. That's the more kesef that was given to her, that for the Yisrael Maisia there belongs to the Baal. Ki pligi behadofe sheloya yedeyatchak. The machloikish, ki pligi behadofe sheloyatchak. The machloikish, Rabbi Kive and the chachomim is behadofe sheloyatchak. The let us just see the Taisus read on the bottom. Perish shemetzaeres atzmo lenadei chena meineo balailas. Balailas. Awesome, like Eva. There is no Eva. That means she's up till 2 o'clock in the morning and she works. And this is not expected. This is not from her. Not because she's a balas kishren. This is adofa yedei atchak that she's working. She wants to make some money. So this Rabbi Kiva says this belongs. This belongs to her. There's no Ava over there. The husband left Tynus. Why don't you give this to me? She's not sleeping, so it belongs to him. The normal work, what she does, that belongs to him. Holds. It belongs to her. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, but adofe shaloya yedei atchak, even Rabbi Kiva holds that it belongs to the husband. That's what Robin and Rabbi Yechanan said. He says, so the Gemara is asking a kasha according to Rashi. So I don't understand what you said. You just made Eper, and you said that according to Rabbi Kiva, Mitziyosa belongs la'atzma. He said Eper, because Rabbi Kiva holds that Hadofe belongs to her. So Mamela, who are the Mitzi belongs to? Please. Ravin clarified, Rabbi Kiva is only speaking about Hadofe Yedei Atchak. She's up till 2 o'clock in the morning working, that belongs to her. But a Mitzia, she walks in the street and she found a Mitzia. This is not better than Hadofa Shalaya Deyatchak, so this should also belong to the Baal. There's no machlaikis in Hadofa Shalaya Deyatchak, so we have a problem over here. An Epech won't solve the problem. Why should anyone hold that Mitzia should belong to her? That's the Gemara's kasha. Omar Rav Pope Mitziyoso Kehadofe Shaidei Echak Domi. Plukte de Rabbi Kiva Berabona. Let us see Rashi. Hadofe im tasem aloche yoiso mima sheposku lo chachome. The maise yodeo vishayach lemeima shiyei sheloi. Deba Hadofe, which is maise yodeo. V'shaich l'mei m'shei sh'loi d'maisi yodeh tachas m'zainiz. V'af al pi kein, it belongs to her. Kainim shen yeise l'picha. Ma shen yeise ye kainim l'picha. So the Tanakam holds any tzorich lo hofel the mishabda leishis mishubitim. V'afilu l'shem otadif nami leicheshinon di ma'adfo nami lebalu. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, Shema Tadi, Vadofa Didohu, Vachailola Koinom. So, and Rovin had said, Shaloya Yedei Atchak, going she Ironis, or Balas Meloche, she's very talented. So that, everyone holds that belongs to the Baal. A Yedei Atchak, and Shadochka Atzmo Bidife. Hochi garsinen, vohoki yose robin. Kesalke daitoch, mitziyosa kadofe, shaloyadeyat chaku. And now we have a new problem. After Rovin explained the machloikis of Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim by Adofe, so we don't understand how there could be any type of a machloikis by Metzia. Metzia zicher Adofe shalei adei adchak. Umishani omar Rav Pope Metziyoso kadofe shayadei adchaki. The Rav Metzias Tzoich Larza Achreim. That means most Metzias, there are some Metzias that it's Loyagati Yomotzosi. But it's not the normal Steiger. Rav Metzias Tzoich Larza Achreim, Kegoin Dogim Shenisharu Bayaboshe. You have to go and get them. The lake dried out. Oitzvi shovel. Oilechapes simo bekarke. That means Rav Metzias involves, it seems, it involves a psatirchen, a maloche. So it's like Hadofa al yedei atchak. That is the Gemara's Teretz. So we said a good Teretz. I just want to learn the beginning of Taisvis. Davoini Taisvis is very schwer. How Taisvis learns Pshat and the Gemara, but I just want to learn the beginning of Taisvis, Akasha and Rashi. We just say the Kasha and Rashi. Voki Ose Robin, Zois Girsis Akuntris. This is Rashi's Girsis. Because the Mai Porich, the Chiheche, the Adofa, Havi, the Baal, Ochinami mitziyose havi debal. I says the Gemara is asking a kasha. Robin was just megala that hadofe shloya deyatchak belongs to the baal. So memele. So why should mitziyem belong to her? Praktaisis vo bereish sugye mashme de tvei ave mitziyose laatzma me hadofe. The comma hashta hadofe omer Rabbi Kiva de la atzmo mitziyosa leikolshke. So the Gemara seemed to understand that mitziya is, there's a bigger reason by mitziya. Mitziya is not maisi yodeo. So the Gemara held this. The Gemara asked with a kal v'chaimel that madach hadofe belongs to her, about the Gemara's Metzia should belong to her. Im kein, shaper ef shaliya is tadofa lekul alma havi debal, Metzias, havi plukte. So what's the kasha of Robin? So what are you telling me that adofa shaliya deyatchak everyone holds, that it belongs to the Baal? But the Gemara in the beginning of the sugya had said that Abu Metzi is better than Adofa. So Afilu, it's also Shaloya Deyatchak, but Metzi is not Maisi Yodel. So what's the problem? Voit Kosha Lepeirish Akuntrist, Oma Rapope, Tiritzuze. So what's this? The Gemara answers that Teretz know that, that Rav Metzias are al yedei atchak. It's like a dove yedei atchak. Is le havele le meim ele metziyosa ke a dove she yedei atchak tomi. Le havele le meim plukte de Rabbi Kiva ve Rabbonim. That means the Gemara should have answered, Omar Rav Pope, metziyosa, you understood that metziyah is equivalent to a dove she lo yedei atchak. No, mitziyosa kadofe shayidei atchak domi. Period. Why did he say plukte de Rabbi Kiva verabonon? These four words are unnecessary. Just saying a teretz that this is better. That's the two kashas on Taisvis. The Taisvis asks on Rashi. Let us go further the Gemara. Boi Rav Pope. Na Rav Pope Kler da Shaila. Osso lo ishtayim babas achas mau. Boi ravine shloisha idalet babas achas mau. Teiku. Nu sugye. Shtayim sholosh arba babas achas. Well, if a woman is doing four malachas at one time. Shemeres kishuyim, she's a watch lady, so no, she doesn't let any animals come in. Bitova pishtin, but while she's watching, she can do something, so she's spinning pishtin. Umalamedes shir lenoshim bischar, and while she's spinning, he can sing also, and it's a shot to sing without, she's very talented, so she has a whole, she has, in this, by this garden of Kishuyim, she has a whole class of girls who are learning how to sing. Umechamemes beyim becheiko, and it's a shot, she could, the body gives out heat, so she's mechamem beyim becheike. Beyim of a town of Goylus, oi beye teiloim oisim meshi, shanoshim mechamem oison becheikon, veheim noitzrim. She's warming up the cocoons for a silkworm. So memele, so it's meiridik. So the shaila is, what halacha does this have? Mau, mihave kayidei atchak, eloi. We have to understand klo, what the study shaila. That means we had guidelines before. That means like, if she does something fast, she's a ironis, she's a melumedes. So that's sichanat called ayidei atchak. That means the effort that she's putting in is equivalent to an effort that a poshadisha puts in. But since she's talented and she's a balas meloche, so this amount of effort is that's called hadofe shaloy ayidei atchak, which the husband was kaina ayidei mo kesef. Here, she needs, Mistame, a tremendous amount of concentration in order to do these four things at a time. Could be it's not physical work over here. She's singing and she has to make sure not to get up because the eggs might fall, they might break for all practical purposes. She needs a tremendous amount of concentration and stress in order to make sure that all these four things she should be successful, all these four things. But Mustama, in effort, could be this is not similar to Menadedesh Sheina Meine, or maybe it is. Maybe that's the Tzodei Ashayla, the Gemara says, Teiku. Zog the Gemara weiter. Boishoso upgomo. Maskiflo, let us see, we have another Taisvis. Mitsiyosa kadofa shedei atchak domi. A puppet said, Mitsiyosa kadofa shedei atchak domi. Oche mashme, the Mitsiyosa tachas mezoines, kemoi maise yodeo. It would seem from this Gemara, the whole shakla v'taya was, is it ayidei atchak, not ayidei atchak, about kaponim, it would seem it's equivalent to ma'ase yodel. Oche mashme de mitziyoso tachas mezoinis, k'moy ma'ase yodel, de medame mitziya la'dofe. Fa'afal gav, so Taisu says, l'chayre deschus, the Baal has in the mitziya, is nothing at all with Maisi Yodayim. V'afal gav doma per kamad abom metziye. The metziye is ha'isha lebaylo ki heichi le tetehevi lo eivo. there should not be a sine, that the Baal should not, there shouldn't be friction between her and the Baal. So why is the Gemara, and how could the Gemara be medame, metziye to adofe, aidea tchak? This is maise yodeo, which is tachas mezainesel, and this is eva. So Taisva says, lekoshe midi, the maise yodeo nami mishum eva. Don't be spoiled from eva. Maise yodeo is also alts eva, kedemrine beperik afopi, Kosova mezoini ikir, the ikir takona was he should give her mezoinis. Umaisi yodel mishameva. So memele, he says, so everything, sai maisi yodel, and sai mitzi is outsaver, because he's giving her mezoinis. So memele, and the gemara is madame to adofai deyat chak. Umi ukoshe damrinem be ishe rabbe, Gabi loy zeveze zakoim bimitsiyoso bimaise yodel. There it's speaking about Aisha Sholoch Abaylo Umdinas Hayom, and then they said Meis Bailo, and then she got married, and then he came back. Is loy zeveze zakoim bimitsiyoso bimaise yodel. Meforish taime bigmore. Dein zakoim b'mitziyoso taime mai omer rabbonim mitziyis isha l'baylo mishum l'teve l'aivo. The whole reason they were misakin mitziyis that there shouldn't be eva between herself, her husband, and her, hochet tehevi l'aivo. Here, for Kelt, we want he should be eva, we want he should get rid of her. She has a din seite. So Mamela, that is why the Mitziah does not belong to him. Gabi Maisia de Koma Taima Maima Rabon the Maisia de la Bailo Mishum de Kamitsim the Minayu, because she's getting Mizainis. Ochales la Mizaini. So it seems that there are two distinct reasons. This is Altseve, so Zainave, this is Alt Mizainish, and I'm getting Mizainis. So why did the Gemara split it up? So Taisus vibes by Akash. Let us see the Gemara right. We had by Shoso Upgomo. Now, I'd just like to say over Asod, yesterday we had learned Taisvis, we had a girsa from the Rabbeinu Tam and of Samachayim at Beis, Boy Beishoso Upgomo Sheloi. Later Taisvis says the Beit Tam was Chayza Agirs is Beishoso Upgomo Shelo. Now we're going to have a whole shakl of Vitarye. Since the boishes of Pagam is his, we're going to have kashas. What is this different than some, than other cases? So that was the reason why the Rabbeinu Tam was geiris and our Mishnah boishoso upagomo shaloi. Because if a keltim was going there, so we see the boishes belongs to him. So in other cases also the boishes should belong to him. If we are geiris boishoso upagomo shaloi, so then we have to say that the whole Shalkavatai is going on Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira said that he gets a psachelik of the Boishas of Gam. So the whole sugi is going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. So that's Lamaisa, that's what Rashi says over here. Maskivlo rove barav chonon ad Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. The whole kash, according to the Tanakam, there's no problem. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. So what does it say? So let's appreciate what it says in the Mishnah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, if someone was mevazer her, Taisus had said the shabaisha beinu lebeino or the shabaisha befnei kolodom. So let's say someone was mevazer her barabim. So he takes 2/3 of the boishes, and she takes 1/3 of the boishes. Maskif lo rove barav chanon elo meyato biyesh susosoy shel chaveroi. So what'll be if someone was mevayish the sus of chaveroi? Ochinami de boy le mitin le boishes? So you have to pay boishes to the owner of the sus, just like you say. And you pay boishes to the Baal Ha'isha. He was Mevaza the Isha. So the husband gets the money. So if a person is Mevayish Asus, so Chanami the Baalamit and lay boishes. So there's a Mirdike Taisus over here that asks Akasha and the Sugi and Taisus lives by Akasha. Elamiyata Bayesh Susosai. So Taisus says, Taima my porich. Aloybi mas nisen ene nisen le ishe boishe sholem le ish le vad de me boishtai. Doesn't say in the Mishnah that you pay her, you mavaza him. If thou would say in the Mishnah, then it's a very good kasha. So someone will spit at my horse. So Memele, there's a Meiri, if it's speaking about while he's riding on the horse, he's not riding on the horse, but I'll upon him. Someone spits on my horse and will understand that's there was a kabone amukin spitting on my horse. So the rider of the horse, the owner of the horse, got belittled because of that. So then the Master Kasha, so just like in the Mishnah, you pay her and you pay him, so he should also akapon and pay the owner of the horse. But it's not true. Well, I must nis nani naisin le isha boishe sholem le ish levad me boshtoi. Elamichele ka isha naisnim lebal. That means he was mevaza her. And Chazalwa Mesakin, since the Baal is suffering from what was done to her, so he gets a chelik of her boishes, vim kain. Im loy hoysa ha isha bas boishes, shloy hoya noisna le isha, if she would not be zeichet the boishes, gam le balo hoya noisna klum. My pos me be ishu sosi de la bas boishes, so. The Mishnah says a different halach in Gansen. The Mishnah says that he gets a schus in the Tashlume Boishes, which comes to her. Fine. But he's not a bazunda resiba boishes. You see, he takes from her. He doesn't take, you don't pay, there's not two cheyuvi Tashlume. Schrecklich. So the Gemara says, "Besus bar boishesu." We'll see in a minute, Chloe, what the pshat in the Gemara's kash is. "Besus bar boishesu." Elo rochak bebigdei shel chavere. He spit on his baget. Ochenami the boy lemitin lei boishes. You'll have to pay boishes to the owner of the beggar. V'chiteimo chinami posnan rokak v'igia boy haroik. If a person spit on someone and the saliva hit him, upor haroi sheisho, or he uncovered the head of a woman in the sue, or v'hevir talise mimeno, or he uncovered him, that's called, he did a maise bigufoi. Chayiv litan loy arbe meyezuzi. Va'omar Rapope, and Rapope said on this Mishnah, rokak vigia boy horoik, loy shonu elo boy, avol bebig doy. But what if it missed him, it hit his shirt? Potter. So memele, So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, so Memele, so what is different by Isha and Bigdai? So the Gemara answers, Bigdai less lay ziluse, Ishtai is la ziluse, that's Agilse. And the Yavet says, is lay ziluse. Abu Hanan says, "Bebigdai less lazy lusa." Yesh posesh shnei pirushim, v'shtei gersois. The bebigdai leke zilusa lahabeget. There's no zilusa to the beget. Av the ike zilusa labala beget. Mikom akim leke chiev tashlumei boishes ala chayvul begufoi. So that means, so the maise boishes was done to the beged, and there's no chiev tashlumim to the beged. Avo beishte, ike ziluse leishtoi, vabal zoiche michele koishe. Ishtoi is lo ziluse. Is lozilus. That means, so, now lechayre, the Gemara is answering what Taisus, according to this Mahalach, the Gemara is answering what Taisus had asked. Taisus had asked, Taisus doesn't understand the Havamin of the Gemara. But the Gemara is saying as follows, that I have news for you, that by Isha is lozilus, so says Zachiev Tashlume Boishes to her, and now, since he's suffering from her boishes, so he gets a chelik of her boishes. Because that's how the Rabbi Chanan learns pshat this kirse. That means the chiyuv tashlumei boishes is to her, and he gets a chelik and not tashlumei boishes, because he's suffering from it. He's suffering from her boishes. Masha ain came by the beged, less lazy loose, and there's no chiyuv to pay the beged, so memele, so therefore, so there's nothing but to start with. There's no direct chiyev to the bala beged. There's no direct chiyev to the bala isha either. Now, according to the second gilse, that's the Yaivitz's gilse, so the Gemara is answering, Bebigdai less lazy luse, ishto is lazy luse. So the pshat in this gear says, the bebigdai leke ziluse lebolo, that means you spit on his beged, doesn't bother me. Avo be ishto ike ziluse lahabal. That's what the Gemara's answering cases. Now the Gemara is saying that it doesn't bother me, spit on the beged, it doesn't bother. So we're still up to, so according to this Malach, but the Gemara still understood it's a direct chiyuv to him. But if you spit on his beged, it doesn't bother him. You spit on his wife, it bothers him. The kosher lefizeh maika mashmal harapope, the roikik bebigdai pote, veizeh chiyuv shayakam bebokim shleibai shukla. So what's the chiddush of rapope? So what is Rav Popper saying? I mean, if Lamaise, the Gemara saying, you know why you're Potter? Because it doesn't bother him. So it doesn't bother him. So I need Rav Popper to tell me that you're Potter. So, I mean, why should he be Chayiv? I mean, maybe Rav Popper, this goofy Rav Popper, so it's not so poshut. The Meiri brings down a machlokes harishonim, if it's speaking about when he's wearing the beged, he's not wearing the beged. So just let's say for practical purpose, he's wearing the beged, and he spit at him, and good, it's an inch underneath his neck, it hit his shirt, about upon him. So, good, so that's a chiddush, as long as it's not as elusive, al kaponim, it's not a compliment, but al kaponim, it's not as the loose, that was the chiddush of Rav Popper, it's not as the loose that will pay for such a thing. You don't, it's not something that there's a chiyuv tashlumim for. Omale, okay. Amale Ravina le Ravashi Elamayata Biesh Oni Bentoivim. Someone was Mabayish and Oni Bentoivim. The Islohu Zilusa Lakulo Bene Mishpoche. Here you Mabayish Epsa and Oni. He stems from Machoshebe Mishpoche. That all of them get insulted. Taisvah says, why do you all get insulted? Shaleim l'shomrom l'shomrom min amakimais. It means it's their obligation. That's their responsibility. Avol osher ben toivim shein aleim l'shmerais in mizbaishim olo b'nei mishpoche. Here there's a, besides a guilt feeling, there's, the bezoyin to him is a bezoyin to them. They didn't do anything about it. Ochinami de bo mitin lohu boishes lachol b'nei mishpoche. Omalei hosom lav gufayu hoche ishtoi gufei havoi. So the Gemara answers, there's another factor over here. That means it's not sufficient that there's a zilzul, there's a zilusit to them because of the pula that was done to their relative. There's another fact of ishtei kegufoi. So it was done, the bezoin was done to gufoi, ishtei kegufoi, and they become you mizalzel them to that pula that was done to Ishtoi, is memele, so then that's why there's zeichen a chelik of the tashlumei boishes. Let us see the next Mishnah. Apoiseik mois lachosnoi, umeis chosnoi. A person was paisik, a shver was paisik, will give certain amount of money for Navn to his son-in-law, and he died, and now she's falling liyibum. So the Yavam comes over to the shver laden, I'm taking over the issues of my brother, is Memele, now you give the Navn. Amru chachomim yochel hu sheyoymar, so he can tell the yavam, lochicha yisi roitze litein, v'locho yevshi litein. To your brother I wanted to give, to you I don't want to give. My obligation was only to your brother, not to you. Zogt Rashi, umeis chosnoi v'noflof ne yavam, Vuhu toiveya mashe poske lochiv, and he's toiveya. Yochelu sheyoyma oicha loitza yabim. Listen, you do what mutal olecha. Abul ochiv, to the brother, he couldn't tell him, oyitain, abul ochiv oyitain oiteishe bat sheyalbin reisha. By the brother, since there was he was paisik mois to the chosn, so the chosn can tell the shver, either you give up the money, or sheteishe vat sheyal bin roshe. I'm not, you'll see that, I have a right to, not to get married till you'll pay up your obligations. The Ran brings down over here, the Ran is a psakasha and Rashi, that this is a machlikis tanoim, if the chosn can taine such a taine, there's a machlikis admin in the chachomim, and the chachomim hold, no, the vateima, the kaimalon ka admin, we paskin like admin, doma lakama beperik dainik zeris, yecheli shetoima, Ilu ani posakti latzmi. That means if I would have made up, so memela, so you can tie this, so we'll make nesuin when I fulfill my obligations. Achshav abe posakolai mani yechela lasis, But now my father did this. So what's supposed to suffer? Why should I suffer because he's not paying up his obligations? I cannot say. So that's what he asks on Rashi. Elo, hachi pirushi sheilu hoya ochiv kayim. Pshat is like this. That the zicha no such tiny on the yovan can tiny. Talbim Roish, without the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Or the Chosin Tain is. He doesn't have such a, the Shiloh, Yeochiv Kaim, Ayakoinis, and Moitzim, and Ibadayonim, the Dvorm, and Iknem, Bamirahim. That means that this is Pshat in the Mishnah. The Chosin, Taki, she can tain that I never was Paisik, so you can't do this to me, Talbim Roish, to be Magin me. But he can be goyve from the shver, avo yavam loy. But the yavam can't be. The yavam meisters. Yeah. It seems that the chiyuv to give him the money was chal when he'll be kindness, and he never was kindness on the mice. Posko lahachnis loy elev dinner. She said that posko lahachnis loy elev dinner, that she's going to bring into the household, elef dinner, upaisa kenegdon chomesh esrei mone. So he's mechayv himself in the ksube for the elef dinner that she was mechayv herself to bring in, that if he'll give her a get or he'll die, he'll pay back 15 mone, which is a third more. Let us see Rashi. Who pays a kinegdon tesvav money? Shlish yoisa yekablim olov lichtoy biksuboso. Levad toisves shu moisif. Lefi shemistakir bahem. That means if she brings in cold cash, so with this cash, she's going to do business with it. She's going to gain the rebochim. So Memele, he's mechayiv himself, that if he gives her a get, or if he dies, he's going to pay back a third more. Elev dinner hein asore mone, and he's going to pay back 15 mone. Now the Motrei brings down a kasha over here. Okay, this is ribis. That means that she's bringing into the house a money, and if he'll give her a get, he has to pay it back. So he's going to pay back for it. But he was able to do business with it the whole time. So Mamela, so he pays, he's going to be paid back for the usage that he had of the money. So he's paying it back with Yisrael. So that's ribis. So he says as follows: Umiyu lehave ribis, kivin shimhoya megarish miyad hayitzorich lahisev shlish. He says that his chayvis of him to give a shlish more is b'chol oifen. That means as whenever I give you a get, I have to give you a shlish. So he says. So that's not called agar nata. Ribis is that I'm paying you for the right to hold your money. That's ribis. But here I have to give you this third, even if I didn't have a chance at all to use it. The next minute I decide to give you again, I have to give you back a third. I will call Adam shemalve beribis. Ribis is because of the hachavas hazman. Vahavolei agonota, that's called agonota, that's called ribbis. But over here, they have to give you a fillul, there won't be a chovas hazman. So memelo, that's not called ribbis. If I'm not mistaken, I think I once heard a similar svara from the Rashi Rabbi Yankiv Zechayne Lebroche, that let's say if a person gets a free checking account, if that is considered that the bank is paying him ribbis, let's assume we have a Yiddish bank and won't have any, we'll have an Ernst to Shaila, and so l'chayre, the services that the bank is offering him is because he's giving them money, he's putting money in the accounts, and Mamela, because of that, they're offering him free services. So he said, since in the checking account there is no condition that he has to leave the money there, he can make a check as soon as he wants, he can write a check. So Mamela, he wanted to say that that's the so it's not, they're not doing it for agonoto, since they were machayev themselves afilu. He won't leave the money there at all. The Taisvus Yontif wants to say a different teretz. He says, what'll be the din if she dies? So he yarshins her. He doesn't have to pay to the yoshim. Nimtze she'ein zu halvo. I don't know exactly what he means. Could be, I mean, l'chayre, this is tzad echad beribis. That means if she'll die, he won't have to pay back the kerem. So it's a tzad that there wasn't a halvo. If he dies, he gives a get. L'chayre, he does have to pay back the money. I don't understand exactly the teretz of the Taisvus Yontif. But that is what the Taisvus Yontif says. He says, Nimtze she'ein zu halvo. That is, so this cheshbin, if she said she's giving cash, cold cash, so he is mechayev himself a third more. Uchineged Hashum. What is if she did not bring cash into the household? She brought in metaltalim with a shume, and they bishas tiksibes aksube, they evaluated the shum, what she's bringing in, a certain shabbos. And we have to write in the ksube that if he gives her a get, he's going to pay her back. That's nixay tzayim balzel. So who poise kenegdom chamesh esrei moneh? No. Kenegdom ashumu poise poches chamesh. What does Rashi say? Kenegdom ashum imbo chosen lichtoiv. In Borchos and Lichtev Kabbalah Olav Keneged Elav Dinner Shel Shum. That means that she brought in not cash, she brought in Chafetzim. Shetachnis Loi Begodim Oikelim Hamishtamshin Behen Behen Poichsin. Oy parkematye, v'derech anoy adem lemizmutei chosen l'shumam yoyser mishovyom l'chvoy dakala u'l'chavavo al baylo. So Rashi is saying two cheshbonos, Taisa says klal like this, there are two reasons why this halacha was said. That means if she brought in things which will eventually use up, and she uses them. So Memele, so there's a mutual understanding, so Taka, he's mechayiv himself that if he gives her a get, that he'll pay, that's the Nichsei Tzayim Basel, he'll pay how much she brought in, but since through a normal marriage, her usage will be poiches, the shavius of that which she brought in, so he's mechayiv himself a chaymish less. That's one cheshbon that Rashi says. Or Rashi says that's if she brought in things which you are mishtamish. Oy parkematye, parkematye means this is things which are not oymed l'shimush. It's not oymed l'schoire either. The Taisu says, "Kegoyim begodim she'enon tfurim achiyotzebem." It's cut out material that was not sewn together yet, so it won't be used, and it's not oymed leistake boy. It's not cash. So then there's the second svar in Rashi. So we have a second svar in Rashi that usually, that when the shom, the shavius of what she brought in, they usually over evaluate it, of the covet of the kala, kelechavav al baila. So Memele, so that's Bishas Tachasne, you could exaggerate a little bit, but to be Mechayivim, to pay back something which he really didn't get, that you also can't say. So Memele, so you deduct the fifth. Hu Poisek Poches Chaymish. Loi mi boi, Rashi says, the loi moisif, not only doesn't have to add on this, when she brings in cash, she's maviach, so he's moisif. Ela she poiches, she im hichniso shum shal elav dino, hu koisif ches me Jesus, so he writes ches me Jesus. That is case number two. Shum b'mone v'shove mone, ein loy elo mone. This is the third case. Shum b'mone v'shove mone, ein loy elo mone. Ichniso shum lekabloy olov b'shtar eksube b'mone. That he should be mekabel on himself, that he'll pay back a mone. Vuhu shove mone bishuk lecholodom. It's like a worth of mone. Ein loy loymel tnuli oid chamishisoy. So he'll say that if you want me to I should mechayv myself a mone, so give me a chaymish more. Shrei omro livchais chaymish minashum. Lafishalay Nemru Dvorim Alolu Elabishum Sheshemu Beveis Chasanim. That was only said by Yeshem Sheshemu Beveis Chasanim, Banisuyim. So Memele, so then you deduct because it's not a true Shumet, but here it's Shavim on it. So Memele, here, so he's taka mechayv himself, how much it's taka worth. Umiyutais vishlish lo yoisev, he's not mechuyev to add on a shlish. Shle omru lo hoisev shlish elo leksofim shemruim listake miyad. This is something that you could make profit right away. This, since you can't make profit right away, some emailers say you just mechayv yourself how much it's worth. Rabbi Chonan asks Akashe, he says, Bekuntres Pirish Shnei Tamen, that there's two reasons why you deduct the Chaymish. And that's why Rashi says, Begodim Uparkematye, the two different dinim. Umevua Mizeh, talking about two different cases. Ela b'chol tam l'chudei sagi. V'koshe, so he asks Sakashe, Meho de shum b'mone b'shove mone, de shomin oisoi b'shivuyoi, v'kati ike taime de pochsi. So that's Rabbi Chanan's kasha.